The Blue Water Chamber of Commerce hosts a variety of networking events, connecting their members with leads, referrals, and people they can do business with. See what's happening at the Chamber and how they can help your business grow at bluewaterchamber.com.
All right, 9:40 on this Wednesday morning. Maybe you're like me and you like to use the grill a few times a week and get out there and grill up some whether it's steaks or burgers or brats or fish or even veggies. Maybe you just get up get out the grill on the 4th of July. Whatever the case is, joining us right now is the serial griller with some barbecue tips, Matt Moore, on the line with us right now. Good morning, Matt.
Hey, good morning, Paul. How are you?
I'm doing well, thanks. What are some of the must-haves for a good barbecue?
Well, I think you mentioned it perfectly. I think we fit in the same camp, so we're fast friends. for me, grilling season is actually year-round, so it's one of those things that I really love to enjoy and relax in the evenings and fire up the grill and just enjoy that smoke and the ambiance and the flavor. But at the same time, a lot of folks may just be grilling for kind of that traditional summer holiday, as we've got the 4th coming up as well.
Sure.
I like to stick to the classics. So a fantastic hot dog is one of my favorites. And probably one of the fun things that I'm seeing is my friends at Ballpark are actually putting together what they call the hot dog helmet. There's actually no shame in the condiment game, so you can fill it with your favorite toppings and put those on the 100% Angus beef hot dogs. So that's going to be one of my classic kind of recipes. There are a lot of different recipes that you can do with a traditional hot dog. I love the Chicago style because you're getting some of the mustard, the tomato, the sport peppers, and pickles. Just plenty of goodness with those classic hot dog flavors.
Absolutely. It's always fun if you're going to have people over to do something a little different, a little surprising. Any surprises we could consider for a 4th of July barbecue?
Yeah, being a Southerner, it's hard to find a cookout where you don't have a potato salad, but we're changing it up a little bit today using North Carolina sweet potatoes. We don't often think of a sweet potato and a potato salad, but by putting them on the grill, we're going to get really that nice smoky char. We're using kind of a variety of purple and orange and white. Paul, 70% of all sweet potatoes come from North Carolina. So I've studied that with a little bit of blue cheese, some bacon, pecans for a really nice crunch. We serve it with a vinaigrette. Obviously, it's going to be probably a hot holiday all around the country, so no worries on leaving that potato salad outside. It's a really nice, flavorful twist. One of my other go-tos is just that classic kind of baked beans. So a twist that you can put on that is I like to use Bush's baked beans. They've got that secret family recipe of cured bacon and slow-cooked beans. But I often tell people, in Serial Griller, we spend time talking about how really your grill is kind of the all-encompassing tool. So I'll be cooking on my Weber Traveler grill, which means I can pack it up in my trunk and take it anywhere. And if you bring the grill, I think you bring the party. But I tell folks that they can just take the Bush's baked beans, put them in a cast iron skillet, put them over indirect heat, so not directly over the fire. And as you close your grill, you're actually creating kind of a convection-style oven. So that's just a classic side that really low stress. You can just pour them right out of the can, whether it's the original or the sweet heat or the grilling beans. Because they're on the grill with the hot dogs and the sweet potatoes, we've also got a fantastic wing recipe. It's going to pick up a little bit of that smoke and char, just kind of take it to the next level.
Yeah, a lot of times people just do the main dish on the grill. It's like, well, we're doing, whether it's steaks or burgers or chops, whatever, we're going to put that on the grill. No, you've got all that heat and all that space on the grill. You can use it for a lot of other things, can't you?
Absolutely. And, I live in Nashville, Tennessee, so once you fire up that oven in the summer, you're going to burn yourself out of the kitchen,
yeah.
Right? I love to start off my meal. If I'm bringing that Weber Traveler, I'm going to set it up. It takes me about 1 minute from the car to get it hot. But one of my favorite kind of go-tos is just a good chicken wing, right? And I really love to use Lee Kum Kee. They come out with a variety of different condiments. I'm using their Chu Chow-style chili oil and also their Sriracha chili sauce. So it's just one part and one part. It's a great marinade, so it's going to add even more of that kind of umami flavor. And we just let those sit, and it's kind of the way to get the party started, right? Everybody has a chicken wing in one hand, maybe a cold beverage in the other. And due to the sriracha shortage, they're actually going to be giving out a free bottle of sriracha chili sauce by heading over to @LeeCumKeyUSA on Instagram.
A lot of possibilities there. Now, I'm a charcoal guy, Matt. I like to fire up the charcoal grill. It takes a little longer, a little more discipline, but it certainly is a lot of fun.
Yeah, I mean, you know, my wife jokes around with me that I have a Q cave because I've got a variety of different grills. And, you know, the Weber Traveler is going to be a gas portable grill, but often use their kettle grills also for charcoal. And, you know, you're exactly right. I think it's two different camps. Basically, 70% of all Americans own a grill. And of that 70%, a pretty large majority of Americans having a grill in their backyard, you know, nearly 65% are gas grillers, so that would fit the mold for the Traveler as well as some of the other lines from Weber as well. But nothing can kind of beat that flavor and that ambiance also from the charcoal. But, you know, my whole goal with Serial Griller is just teaching people that you can make things better on a grill. So we don't often think of, you know, sweet potatoes hitting the fire, but when they pick up that smoke and char, of course, that classic ballpark hot dog and, you know, Bush's baked beans, like I mentioned, they're so flavorful already. You don't have to do anything to them, but you don't have to put them in your oven. You can just offset them from the heat source. With the Weber Traveler, you've got a really precise temperature control from low to high. And again, they'll just pick up some more of that flavor from those wings that have been sitting in the Chu Chow style chili oil and marinades. Just really delicious flavors, and that's what it's all about, is just getting together with the folks you love and eating great food.
All right, here's to some great grilling. Where can we go for more information, Matt?
Yep, for more information and the recipes, including some of the giveaways we discussed, you just head over to dailylounge.com.
We will check it out. Matt, thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
Thanks so much.
Bye-bye.